1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, friends, you know, this portion of The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. We got a juicy, thick sirloin and an all-day roasted prime rib. Come on down to Ted's and have yourself a great steak.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
And this is the Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell joins us from Ted's in Beverly Hills. The news that is making big news today in the state of California, across the country, and I want to be very clear, when we talk about the California recall, it has repercussions nationally, Ted.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that, you know, as California goes, so goes the country, but in the way that all governorships are viewed, especially with a lot of state budgets under scrutiny, and a lot of states having a very difficult time.
Well, I think it's very, very true, Phil. And the reason why I have gotten involved in this recall effort, the reason why I'm considering throwing my hat in the ring on the side of the Republican Party, a lot depends, of course, tonight.
I know Schwarzenegger's going on with Leno, right?
Well, I think what's going to happen tonight is Schwarzenegger is going to say, no, he's not going to run it. He's going to turn it over to Reardon. And I think that Reardon will be the party choice. I think, barring that, I would be interested. And I'll tell you something else. We have a very exciting idea on how to help this, to finally get the budget square and to try to get this state off the verge of bankruptcy. We've got a tremendous idea that isn't going to cost the taxpayers of the state of California one nickel. And it's an opportunity for the citizens of the United States. And I think, Phil, this is where it comes in when you talk about that this has ramifications beyond the borders of California. I think what we're really saying is that the people of this country are getting rebate checks to the tune of between $200 to, say, $400 a check. This is a rebate that was mailed out as part of a $14 billion rebate package.
Well, the tax cut was $640 billion. Or something million, I forget what the number is.
Well, it was billion,
Yeah, okay, that's why you're the politician. I'm not.
But the tax rebates to the tune of $14 billion. The idea that we have is very exciting. What if we were to take those rebate checks that people are getting right now all over America, whether it's in Florida, whether it's in Minnesota, whether it's in New York or Arkansas or Texas or wherever you live, and you turn those around and redirect them to the California Treasury? We're talking about $14 billion that will go into the general fund and will begin to fund some of the programs that we cannot fund in the state of California and get the budget balanced, and any surplus will be then redirected back to the congressional offices of those individuals who helped us pave the way for this law. Now, the bill is called California Refinance Law.
And so in other words, it would take the rebate checks that are being mailed to Americans now and redirect them to the California Treasury.
That is correct, yes, Phil.
So the people are not going to get the rebate checks.
Well, okay, but here's the exciting part. No, they would not be getting the rebate checks, but here's what I think we need to understand. And this is why I think it's very, very exciting to think about running for the governorship of California. You know, Phil, California is the only state that is mentioned in the Bible, and the reason why is because God, in his directive to man, thought so highly of the Golden State that he wanted to make Moses and the prophets aware that someday we would be standing on the shores of this land of milk and honey. And I direct you to Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. That, my friend, is California, the land of milk and honey. And I think the American people who are looking at a state like California, we've had to look at them. They've had, let's be honest, you know, California, we've looked at people at the floods that they've, I don't even know, they say the river floods. I don't even know what that means, okay? But I'm willing to have sympathy for them and understand it's bad. But what do you mean the river is flooding, you know? And hurricanes and tornadoes and every kind of gobbledygook. And we were there for them. We were there for them. So now they need to be there for us. And I think the rebate check is very exciting. Because, again, if we understand that California, the promised land, is the land of milk and honey, then we'll send that money to the California Treasury. If not, it's tough for me to see how we could call ourselves a Judeo-Christian society. Now, California citizens...
All right, I want to jump in here and give our phone number out, Ted.
Certainly.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The idea here from Ted Bell, you're running as a Republican?
We're not officially announced yet, Phil.
All right, but you would run as a Republican.
Yes, I would.
All right.
Because the reason for that is, Phil, Republicans don't believe in this tax and spend, and creating new taxes. What we think is exciting about this is terribly, terribly exciting, is that this is just redirecting money that isn't a tax. It was going back to people, but now we're going to redirect that to the California Treasury, so you'll never really miss it because you were never going to... In other words, it wasn't yours to begin with. Bush has turned it back to you, but we can take it, turn it back to the California Treasury, and then what's really exciting about this is any surplus goes back to the congressional offices that helped us pave the way.
So when you say that the surplus goes back to the congressional offices that help you pave the way, you mean the individual congressmen?
Well, a lot of the people that did the hard, hard legwork, a lot of the people that did the trench work, the people that did what we call the spade work, digging and shoveling, those people, their offices, their districts, the things that are important to their constituency would be addressed at that time. California citizens, the most excited part of this, would be exempt from sending their rebate checks in because of the suffering that they are going through right now. So I think it's terribly exciting. So the only people that would keep their rebate checks would be Californians. All the other people in America would send their rebate checks to the California Treasury. That money would balance the budget, and bail us out in a lot of programs. The surplus goes back to Washington, and no new tax has been created. We're very excited about it. I've tried to talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger about it. Schwarzenegger did not want to hear.
You know, his name is Schwarzenegger because it can get...
I'm terribly sorry, Phil.
Okay, because it sounded different the way you said it. And have you talked to...
Well, I haven't talked to Dianne, not Dianne Feinstein, I haven't talked to Richard Reardon about it, but I know the Democrats, it's going to have the Democrats just running for toilet paper, because I can tell you it is a really phenomenal idea.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. With me is Ted Bell. He's a prominent businessman in the Beverly Hills, California area. He's considering throwing his hat into the ring for this California recall. Why is this important to our listeners? Is the proposal that you have on the table called the California Refinance Bill would take those rebate checks that people are getting right now and redirect them to the California Treasury.
That is correct.
So they would not be getting their rebates.
Well, no, they wouldn't be getting their rebates. Let's talk about that for just a minute, because I can hear, I know what you're going to...
I mean, that's money that a lot of people, that's $300, $400, $500, that they're not going to get that's going to go to California. What do you say to an American who says, hey, wait a second, I want that money, why should I bail out California?
I think it's a very, very interesting question. I think it's a very exciting question, because I welcome exciting questions. And let me tell you why it makes sense. From the standpoint of leadership in the state, as well as from the standpoint of why it makes sense for the American people to send their money to California. For years and years and years, and I'm talking about going on many, many years, we have had to sit here out in the Golden State and look at these people with the floods and the hurricanes, and I don't even know, you know, you see these pictures and tornadoes, I don't know what it is. And I'm scared to death, their homes are flying out, we've had to look at that. And we didn't say anything. We sat there and we stared at it. Now I'm asking people to remember something. It's called the United States. Oh, see, people forget that, Phil. In our rush to judgment, in our rush to enjoy our lives here in this great country, we forget it's called the United States. And what that means is...
All right, well, what that means is we're united.
We are united and we help each other out, and we don't sit around like spoiled, childish children saying, no, this is mine, you don't get any. Because I can tell you right now, some of the things we've had to put up with out here, with all of those, whatever the hell you call them, the things you see on television coming from back east, like to set you free. So that's why I'm saying to you now and to your listeners right now, the California Refinance Bill is the way to go. It's $300 you never knew you owned anyway.
All right. Well, it's $300 I may not know that I own, but it's $300 that I was anticipating.
Oh, come on. What were you going to do? Were you going to put it down in a car? Were you going to put it there?
Well, it might have been, but it's my money.
No, it's money that George Bush said could be yours, but we're redirecting it. Understand, California is on the verge of bankruptcy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Got time for one call before the break. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, my point is really you are taxing me. You're taking money that has come out of my pocket already as a tax, and now you're taking it back and retaxing it again, moving it from one state, from the government, from the federal government, to California coffers.
Right.
I mean, you're basically taxing me against my will in the state of California. I don't want to pay for California's problems. I pay for my state's problems.
I'm not taxing you against your will because the money was already taxed. Okay.
Yes, you are. All the tax is being returned to me,
and you're taking
it away from me and putting it into California. I don't even really consider yourself a Republican or a conservative with that point of view.
What are you talking about? I'm not creating any new taxes. You liberals are the ones that create the new taxes.
I am not a liberal. I am very much a conservative.
Yeah, well, you don't talk
number
like
two,
one. Number
you two,
you're not
you are
like
very
one.
Much taxing me. You're taking a tax money that was being returned to me and then appropriating it, retaxing it, and giving it to California. You are very much creating
a tax. It was not really being returned to you, unless, you know, that's what Bush...
not really being returned
to you? Well, because here's what I wanted to say to you, Peter. That's what Bush said he was going to do, but we're changing our mind, if you will, and we're redirecting the money.
The federal government isn't deciding to do this.
See, that's what's the trade-off, Ted, for a guy like Peter or anybody else? What are they getting for their money?
Well, first of all, it really isn't their money. It was already... Bush gave it back to them as a gesture of kindness. All right, that's number one.
Oh,
so it's not really your money. Well, how do you figure it's your money?
It's my money because I paid it into the government.
He paid it into the government.
The government is returning it to me to do as I see fit to stimulate the economy.
That's a very good point.
You're changing one tax to another.
That's a good point.
You have not changed my taxation burden at all.
But how do you know that money...
You redirected it from one pocket to another.
But how do you know the money that's going back to you wasn't money that was earned on interest? So it maybe is not your tax money, but it's money the government made on interest. See, these are the things you're
thinking
about.
The government doesn't work that way. You should know better. If you're running for politics, you should know better. The government does not put any money in any account and earn interest.
Absolutely it does. Of course it does.
It is all a transfer of funds.
And I hope that you'll remember me, Peter. In October, I'm going to be running on the Republican side.
He's in Vermont.
Oh, you're not in California? I'm sorry.
I'm not from California.
Why was I talking
but
to
you? But you know what? You are not going to be running as a Republican.
You're talking to this man because you're asking the people of America to give their rebate checks back to the state of California. That's why you're talking to him.
But he's not voting, so I don't understand.
I'm taking calls from around the country. Peter, thank you very much. 1-800-449...
I mean, what are you trying to pull?
I'm not trying to pull anything. I'm just saying... People that are calling my show are calling from around the country. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The rebate check that you are scheduled to get in a $13 billion payback to the American people, the rebate check that you're scheduled to get, Ted Bell, running for governor, would like to create a California finance bill so that that rebate check is taken and given to California instead of you to help bail out the Golden State. Would you be willing to give up your $300 rebate check to help bail out the Golden State, the land, as Ted says, the state that is mentioned in the Bible as the land of milk and honey? It's in Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, the only state that's mentioned in the Bible. Wouldn't you give up your rebate check to help the state of California? And if you didn't, wouldn't that mean we're not a Judeo-Christian country? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, communist influenced. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Bell on, a Republican who is going to throw his hat into the ring for the governorship of California. To bail out the state of California, the idea that Mr. Bell has is to garnish the rebate checks that are going out to all Americans and redirect the money to the California Treasury. And the reason why he says that, and Ted, you go ahead and say it. The reason why you say that is why?
The reason... reason why I say that is because the people of America have, we've had to sit out here in California and look at them while they, while stuff happened. I mean, some of the stuff that happens, you see these people, mudslides with tornadoes and the houses flying through the air, and we got to look at that and flooded farms and things. I think that
it's not a matter of looking at it. It's,
well, we were there to help out. It's called the United States. Are we Christians or are we not?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, go ahead.
I have a neighbor friend of mine who supposed to hit Benton's intact and Steve Spenny and gets himself in trouble. I don't feel obligated to help them. I think they should fall under their own weight and burden of all the spending they've been doing and borrowing. I believe that California is a democratic state, it's led by democratic ideology.
You're missing the point.
And this is what they deserve what they get.
Well, Bob, I think you're missing the point. Your neighbor you don't want to bail out has had to sit there and look at your house and listen to you fight with your wife and everything for years. Now all he's asking is a little, what have you put him through?
A lot of people are going to leave California, and a lot of businesses are going to go ahead and leave.
Where are they going to go?
If we go ahead and pay all this money,
yeah,
you still haven't solved the root problem, and that is you borrow and you spend.
Does your neighbor live upwind of you or downwind?
And addressing the symptoms of the problem.
Uh-huh. All right. But what I'm saying, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Just a quick question. Is your neighbor upwind of you or downwind?
What does that mean?
I'm trying to make a point. Does your neighbor live upwind of you or downwind?
Well, it depends on which neighbor I'm looking at.
Okay, let's say the guy you were thinking of when you're talking about bailing him out.
Across the street.
All right, so he may be downwind, let's say. He's got to smell what's coming out of your house. He's got to look at your underwear hanging from a clothes. See what I'm saying? In other words, we're all in this together. We all swim in the same water, all right? Your kid's running around with no underwear on or, crapping in the gutter, and I got to look at that. So when the time comes, we're good neighbors to each other, right?
If you change the policies and the spending habits and the borrowing and all that.
Okay.
If you don't do it, it's like giving a drunk,
So you don't believe in the Judeo-Christian ethic then. All right, thank you.
Well, wait a minute. He didn't say that.
Well, the land of milk and honey is California. Excuse me, I'm awfully sorry, but I had some chicken chow mein. And if the septic tank breaks, you're going to step over it, or are you going to go out and sweep up the poo like a good neighbor? See, this is what people say, if California, what's it got to do with me? We've had to look at you, and we're downwind of a lot of states.
So what do you mean downwind of a lot of states?
We got to smell it.
All right, here's Jackie. Jackie, go ahead.
First off, I don't appreciate the way you're using a Christian ethic to defend what you're doing.
You mean ethic?
Ethic. I don't appreciate that at all. I'm as Christian as it gets,
okay,
and I believe in helping each other as much as you can.
This is a very good point, Jackie. Jackie, hold on. We're going into a commercial break. We want to get into this whole Judeo-Christian thing.
Well, it's in the Bible, Jackie. Exodus 3:8. The land of milk and honey, California.
All right, Jackie, hold the line. We'll talk about this with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
And we're downwind of blood.
Forget about being downwind. We'll be talking with Ted Bell about California taking your rebate check to bail out its treasury. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Grand Texas Beverly Hills. Check out our fantastic steak. You're going to love it. It's rare. It's just, I don't know.
Here at Tess.
Fresh.
All right.
Got the wrong copy.
Okay, did you get the wrong copy there?
I don't know. The point I want to make, though, Phil, more than anything else, that the people of the state of California, I think this is very exciting, and I think a lot of your listeners should understand how exciting this is. The people of the state of California will not have to give back their rebate checks, only people who live in other states. And that, because the people of California, now you may think that that's unfair.
Well, that does sound unfair.
But let me explain. The people of California have suffered enough. So now the other people who live in other states can contribute to our treasury, and so it's payback, if you will, for us having to, you know, as I say figuratively, live downwind of the other states.
When you say live downwind, it's like California has had to be in the same country with other states.
Well, I don't want to put it that way, but in a way you're right, because we are the sixth largest economy in the world, and everybody else is just sucking off of us and draining us of our life, draining us like almost like leeches. I mean, there's California, and then there's 49 maggots that just leech right off of us. And to me, it's...
You're referring to the other 49 states as maggots?
Not maggots, but they suck you dry after a while. And that's the part that just disturbs me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So, people giving up their rebate checks for California. Don, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I tell you, Mr. Lee.
My name is Ted Bell.
Okay, to Mr. Bell, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from California, and my family is still out there, and
uh-huh.
I'm very concerned about what's happening in California.
Yeah.
But I don't hardly see how you can think it's fair for the rest of the country, and you're trying to imply that the rest of the country has always leached from California as if no federal funds have ever been used to fix things in California.
Well, no,
and
no,
I know that for a fact to be false.
Well, I mean, you got to go back to the 1930s. Unlike Florida and all these other states that today, they can't do anything without federal money. California is the sixth largest economy in the world. And as a result of that, Don, we have funded so many things, and as I said, figuratively speaking, we're downwind to the rest of you.
When you say downwind, I don't like that term. I like being in the United States. I'm a Californian, and I like being an American.
Well, I do too.
And I don't think I'm downwind of everybody. I think that everybody is, you know, there's a lot of beautiful states.
I think, yeah. Mr. Bell, that you could get a little bit more cooperation from the rest of the country that
uh-huh.
you seem to think is a lot inferior from California, which you are entirely misinformed, sir. But I think you'd get a lot more help from the rest of the country if you implied that we were equals, which we are.
I would like to think that. I really honestly would. But you know as well as I do, Dad, if you've lived in California, you've been to the rest of the country, you know, it's just,
Can I tell you something, Mr. Bell?
Go right ahead.
The reason that I don't live in California anymore is because typically most of the people in California live beyond their means, just like the state of California.
Oh, so now you're generalizing. Okay.
See,
that's not fair. Where are you from?
I live in Florida now.
All right, well, let's just say that everybody in Florida, let's say everybody in Florida sleeps with their sister. Of course they don't. That's a generalization. Just like what you said about Californians.
All right, gentlemen, let's not get contentious. I mean, I don't agree with you, Mr. Bell. I agree with Don. We're Americans, and I don't think that we should garnish other people's tax rebates.
We're not garnishing anything. It's not their money. They haven't even gotten it yet. They'll never see it. We just take the checks, turn them around, and send them to California. Now, look, I'm telling you, it's in the Bible, Exodus 3:8, land of milk and honey. Yeah, I don't have anything to say about that, do you, Don? You know why? Because
Yeah,
you're not going to dispute the word of God.
I'm kind of listening to what you're saying, Bill. You're entirely misinformed. And,
no,
and you know, I think that the rest of the country would be willing to help, California out. And,
and the land of milk and honey would be downwind.
What do you mean?
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, sir. You know, you were very rude to that man.
Phil, I don't think he got what I was trying to say.
Well, you were talking over that man. It was very rude. And what do you mean it says in the Bible that the land of milk and honey is downwind? What's that mean?
It means that the land of milk and honey is going to be downwind from a lot of stench-ridden countries.
Here is Barbara. Hi, Barbara. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I have been listening to my radio as I'm traveling through Steamboat Springs.
Isn't that nice?
And I'm from Indiana, and I'm extremely offended.
By who? By Mr. Henry?
By Mr. Bell.
Yes, ma'am.
That the rest of us are being called maggots, and we're being told we're downwind, like we're septic systems, and yet we're supposed to be united and give you our money?
Well, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Don't interrupt me while I'm talking.
Don't interrupt this lady. You've been interrupting other people.
You have been rude to other people. You've expected us to give you our money when you guys have gotten yourself in that problem. Indiana's got money problems. Why don't the rest of them give their money to Indiana?
Well, Barbara, Indiana is hardly to be considered in the same context as California.
We're just dirt, aren't we?
No, you're not dirt. I think that you've had some marvelous things happen there. I know that's a wonderful farming state.
Indiana has had a lot. Think of how many men are on the Vietnam War Memorial from Indiana. Think of how many guys are on. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here.
What is that clicking I'm hearing?
Barbara, I think you got call waiting or something. Is there a call coming through for you, dear?
I don't think so.
Look, Colorado, I'll tell you what. Colorado's nice. I get my beef from there because we have a steakhouse. I think Indiana's got a marvelous steakhouse in downtown Indianapolis called St. Elmo's Steakhouse. I know it very well. But I would say that if you're downwind of Indiana...
Well, you'd knock it off with downwind.
Yeah, that's very offensive. And
I'm sorry,
it does nothing to help your cause by calling the rest of us cow dung, basically, or septic system.
No, ma'am. Wagon. No, I'm saying... And I think it's very rude of you to be calling from your bathroom. I really is. And I want to point that out, Mr. Henry.
What did she do?
I could hear a toilet flush.
Barbara?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Are you in your bathroom?
No, I'm not.
I
heard a toilet flush.
Well, it wasn't from me because I'm sitting in a car on my cell phone.
Well, I hardly think that this is a very conducive or constructive conversation when you're going to lie to me.
I beg your pardon, sir, madam. I am not lying to you. I'm sitting in my car in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
And why did I distinctly hear the sound of a toilet flushing? Why did I distinctly hear the sound of a toilet?
It's probably your toilet.
I heard the toilet paper roll do a turn, and then the toilet bowl started. Now, Mr. Henry, I don't like being insulted.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
In a restroom.
I distinctly heard a splash sound in your toilet, and I'm here talking about the state of California and the terrible things we're going through, and you're there doing number two after your lunch. And
oh my God!
I'm sorry. I am not going to put up with this kind of crap.
Madam, you have insulted
a liar because I am not lying.
You have insulted every single. Goodbye.
Hello? Okay, so now they both hung up. All right, couple things. A, that lady was in her car. She was not sitting on the toilet. B, you owe an apology, Ted, to Americans who are not living downwind. When you say United States, it's United States. C, there's a lot of great places around this country. Chicago, Denver, Miami, New York. I just ran out of them. That's it for me. And thirdly, God, do I hope Reardon runs and not that, not that meathead. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I gotta move on, okay? I gotta move on, all right?
That was my commercial, and I want to say for the second time, I think that I'm entitled to finish my point of view. When you had a caller come on your airwaves and across 100 signals across this country, she was going number two. She was.
Will you grow up?
I don't understand.
Would you grow up? She was going. She was not. She was in her car. I'm done with you. I'm finished with the interview.
Oh, you're done with me?
Yes. Yeah, I'm done with you.
I'm Ted Bell. I own one of the biggest...
I know who you are. You're Ted Bell. You're going to run for governor. You're not going to come on this program and... You ain't telling me how to run my show. Now get lost.
You know something, Henry? You are going to twist in the breeze like the rest of them. You don't ever mess with me, because I can tell you something right now. I'm Ted Bell, and you're an ass.
You know, can we get some guests on that don't cry? Just guests that don't cry. Phil Henry Show. By the way, the voice of Ted Bell was performed by me. The callers were non-prompted and non-paid, these callers from yesterday's show. We had Lloyd Bonafide, who's a Korean War veteran, who said that a Asian-American child wearing a Kobe shirt and selling candies in a mall caused him to have a flashback back to Korea. He pulled the shirt off of the kid because he doesn't like Kobe Bryant, and when confronted with a half-naked Asian, he clocked the kid, thinking he was back in combat. We had a caller who said that the kid should have whooped Lloyd's ass.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Go ahead.
I think that Korean guy should have whooped his behind. I don't care what Vietnamese he went to or what war. We respect that for fighting for America.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Give him the right hit an American citizen. That Korean guy who sells the trucker should whoop his damn behind. He deserves a whoop.
How come they got a Chinaman selling chocolates wearing a Kobe Bryant?
I don't care whether you have a Chinaman, a black man, an Asian man. They don't give you the right to take and hit someone. You need your ass whooped. That's what you need.
You got a pretty smart mouth on you, young lady.
You get it right. If I was the Asian man, I would have whooped your head.
Let me tell you something.
Right, because where I'm come from, you have the right. Because
I was in hand-to-hand combat with the Chinese. Boy, I want to say something, Mr. Henry.
What you want to say? That you have all the right that you could do what you want with everybody?
Lucy, hold on.
No, you don't.
Hold on, Lucy. What?
Number one, I went hand-to-hand combat with a Chinese. I could kick this Jamaican's ass all the way back to the...
Oh, now hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, she ain't... Ain't you Jamaican? You gotta be Jamaican.
No, you don't need to know where I'm from. You shouldn't be living then, because if you're going to take it out an American citizen anybody else, you don't need to fight the war. We don't need people like you to think that because
there
you fight the war and fight for America, you could take and come and slap me. Yeah. I'm American citizen. Are you going to come and take and slap me if you see me wear a jersey from a sport?
Wait a minute.
No,
you said you're an American citizen.
Right to take off somebody's shirt.
How can you be an American citizen
America
if you speak pidgin English?
Right. So you please. Get your statement straight.
All right, Lucy, thank you for your call.
Did you hang up on her?
I didn't hang up on her, sir. No, I've just terminated the call. Our number is 1-800.
Because I could tell she came from Jamaica because she speaks that pidgin English, you know. Me, man, you know, man and all of that. I had a workman. I had a handyman who talked like that.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yeah, okay, whatever, Lloyd.